Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Did you give a big hand clap to the worship team? You did, eh? Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much. Eh? Amen. Again, last week, I think on Wednesday, again I got evidence that prophets don't know everything. Either they know, but they also lie. You know? Because I was told that on Tuesday, Elvis told the what? Because that the Zoe worship team is the best. Amen. No, the best. Ah, he said what? Yes, they're the best. La creme de la creme, those things. Now that means someone did a good job here and went and told him that those guys say. They are the best. That's why he said, if you know, definitely, it wasn't from the blue. You know, he was trying to hit at someone. But now again, you see, that proves to you that prophets don't know everything. I'm telling you, they don't. However, I think, the greatest prophet in this country, as far as we know in the public, is Elvis. Glory be to God. But now you can see, he doesn't know everything. He doesn't. Hallelujah. We are the best. Amen. We are the best. Last Sunday, we are not the best. Amen. But we are the best. Amen. Simply because we have one of, you understand? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So give them another big hand clap. Hallelujah. Amen. Damba, you did awesome. And the rest of you, of course, I can't shake all your hands because I didn't come to shake hands. Hallelujah. And, one of these days I should give you a presidential handshake. Not just this, presidential handshake. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, it's nice to see you here. Thank God for Dennis, for what he has shared. Amen. Couples, you need to be what? You need to be friends. My wife came back, and kids, they came back on Wednesday. Glory be to God. And, I asked my daughter, Eden, I asked her whether she would want to go back to Singapore. Then she told me that no, because I missed you, and if I go back, I'll miss you again. Amen. Now, the Holy Ghost has not yet inspired me to ask the same question, to ask my wife the same question. Glory be to God. Amen. You see, everything you do, you have to be led by what? The Holy Ghost. Don't you? You know, our DNA. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So Eden said, no, I don't want to go back. I missed you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Today we're going to talk about angels. Amen. Angels. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about what? Angels. And some of them have responded that we're going to talk about angels. Amen. And some of them have just said yes. They've just said amen. Glory be to God. But you know these things that you all know about angels, isn't it? Glory be. If you don't know about angels, then you're not supposed to be in this church. Amen? Yeah, this church kind of hasn't yet gotten what it takes to take care of those who have just gotten born again. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. This church is for people who have been born again for a long time. But they are not serious. Glory be to God. So this church is supposed to do what? To get, you can call it sharpen. Someone can say, to get sense into their heads, Hallelujah. But I'm joking. Amen. But kind of true, eh? Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. 13 says, "But to which of the angels has he ever said, 'Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool'? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who inherit salvation?" You know that scripture, eh? But from verse 13, it talks about angels. Then in verse 13, it says that angels are ministering spirits, eh? Sent forth to do what? To minister for those who inherit salvation. Eh? Glory be to God. You know that, eh? Don't you? Angels are what? Ministering spirits sent forth to minister. To who? To you, eh? Glory be to God. To minister to you. Who has inherited or is going to inherit salvation. Hallelujah. On last Sunday and the other Thursday, we talked a little bit about how you need to help your angels. Eh? We need to help the angels. Eh? Otherwise, if they are bringing stuff for you, you know, a package for you, you know, if you haven't helped them as much as they would want you to help them, they get hammered. Eh? Amen? They get clobbered. Glory be to God. Amen? There's a guy who used to get drunk, he used to use the word hammer. You know, so he would meet Elvis and talk about guys who get hammered, eh? And Elvis was fascinated by that term, hammered. So then from that day, he began to what? To call that guy, the hammered guy. Amen? So every time he wanted to tell me about that guy, he would tell me, "Man, you hammered the guy, you know." Amen? Anyway, angels can get hammered. Amen? So we need to help them by our prayers, by our worship. Glory be to God. Amen? By your thought process, basically what is in your head, glory be to God. Amen. Your confession of the word, amen. And it is also important that you're where they expect you to be. Glory be to God. Amen. You see, this week I've been thinking about all these things, and amen. Again, the truth, is always where? In the middle of the road. I remember years ago, we just got saved, so we are zealous for the things of God. Now, everywhere in Kampala, it was about devils, what, you know, generational curses, breaking, you know what I mean? And we believed those things. Then, a few years later, it's like, that stuff is nonsense, man. Guys lie to us. Then now, you know, Now later you realize that actually, you know, both, you know, parties, you know, the guys, what generational curses and devil, demons, we understand, we are right. And even us guys who left them and when they asked, you understand, we are also right. So that means that we are all right. So we needed to get a place to meet. You understand? I remember I and Dr. Richard, when we were in medical school, there's a time we went to the prayer mountain, Segukuhe, for like 5 days or something like that, to pray. Now, while there, we met some guy. We met some guy from, I think, Winner's Chapel, or Depot's Church, I guess. Then, man, the guy told us scary things. The problem, if I tell you what he said, you know, some of you are just ready to swing to extremes. Amen? But please don't, okay? We agree? The guy told us that there is a spirit. This man knows all the spirits in the world. In Uganda, those guys, those what? Guys who do those things, what? Devils, what? Eh? In Uganda, he said it is called what? Lukwata. Eh? You've heard of that thing? Again, eh? By the way, I'm not saying that it's true. Eh? It could be true. It might not be true. I have my opinion, eh? Which I'm not going to tell you. Eh? I'm just going to tell you what the guy what told us. Eh? The guy, yeah, so this guy, man, very serious guy, told us, man, there is a spirit, you know, over it's whatever's in the sea, eh? Eh? That this thing, man, eh? Like it can open its mouth, eh? Eh? Then it's what? Like if there are things being sent from heaven, what? Eh? Then, woof, grabs them. Then it goes and what? With its kingdom, guys, eh? Give them to what? Other guys. You understand, eh? And I think he said in the Bible, it is that thing called what? Leviathan, eh? You know those things, eh? Now, that time, we believed him, eh? You understand, eh? Then a few years later, when we read the Bible and we saw the grace of God, you understand, eh? We might as well what? Wasted our time. But now, there's a possibility, yeah, after what we talked about a little bit last Sunday, how a devil can get hammered, eh? Rather an angel. Eh? Hmm? You know, if your angel comes without a helmet of salvation, with your gift, they what? They target the head. Eh? And then if they succeed, then he drops what has been what bringing you. Then they take it, you know, eh? Wherever, you know, the devil who takes it and then gives it to someone who will come to him with a sacrifice. Eh? I give a sacrifice. You know, eh? That song. You know, eh? Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. Eh? So where does the devil get these things he gives people? Where does the devil get babies he gives, you know, barren women? Huh? Where does he get them from? You understand? So, this an angel brings someone's kid from what we learned. These days are most what? You're not the only guys in the what? In the supernatural. I also know these things. So, then this person is on their things. Eh? Eh? So, the angel gets hammered. You remember Gabriel? Eh? You know how, you know? The angel resisted him. Eh? He was bringing an answer. And he was resisted. You know, eh? Now for him at least he was then Gabriel, Michael, came and helped him, eh? Hmm? You know, then somehow he reached, eh? You know, eh? But there's a possibility he gets there and he reaches somewhere, you know, eh? And now this is Michael, but now there are less strong angels. You understand? Now we're talking about Gabriel, we're talking about Michael, but now there are angels who are less what? You know, eh? Who can really get messed up, eh? If you haven't helped them, eh? If you haven't energized them, eh? By your whatever, eh? You understand, eh? Hmm? So now I'll think about, for some reason that Luke Walter story, eh, came back, eh? Like in my mind, I remembered. Then I was like, oh, maybe those guys were right, eh? That actually it is just this, eh? Which we explained, eh? Where the angels get hammered, then he drops stuff, then this thing grabs them. Hmm? Again, what I want to show you is that the truth is what? There's a story which I read years ago. You know Joel Osteen? Hmm? Now, most of you don't know his dad. He passed away. I just got born again. All these guys had to wait for me to first get saved before they passed on. Amen. Yeah, shortly after I got saved, his dad, John Osteen, by the way, you guys, you can't compare John and Joel. Their guy was a general, eh? This Joel guy is just a joker, eh? I'm telling you, eh? You know, eh? His dad was in the league of the Kenneth Higgins, the Copelands, the, you understand, eh? The Fred Price, eh? You're like, what? Eh? And so, the guy said at one time, it's a true story, eh? They had, I think they used to call them camp meetings, eh? A convention of sorts, eh? Then, I shared
this story in Zoe years ago. Eh? So now at the end of the meeting or the camp meet, like on the last day, they were going to have like a feast, show meat, you understand? Eh? So they believed God for a cow. Sorry. They believed God for what? A cow so they can slaughter and roast, eh? You know? So what? Eh? They didn't have money. And so they believed God for what? Cow. Faith. Eh? Hmm? We believe. You know, eh? Those things. Eh? Now, so days go, what? The cow is not appearing. Hmm? Then the good plan, some guy with wisdom, came and gave them wisdom. Hmm? To them, well, you know, you can just go and buy meat, stuff which is already what? Even, So that was an easier way out. So they went and they did that. Bought meat then, you know. Then later, John Austin, either it was a vision or a dream, he had this dream or a vision, a spiritual experience. When God took him to some place, like an open place, a field. Then there was a snake. Then the snake opened its mouth. And inside man, John Austin saw a cow. And God told him, see, you gave away our cow. When you got plan B. As in, I had sent the cow, it was coming. But now when you got plan B, you know, the snake, what? You understand? Again, now, those things, man. So, again, it's like, you understand? So now, it's possible now, the cow was sent, then the person it was supposed to be delivered to, they were not in faith, they had given up, you know, And the cow had already been released, so, you know, So some sharp, what, guy got it. And was going to give it to someone who was going to offer, what? Who was going to bring sacrifices. Hmm? So do you see how the truth is in the middle of the road? Learn these things, by the way. So you see, their guys are right. Their guys are right. You know, Then their guys are saying their guys are liars. You're a cult. You understand, But when they just have to meet somewhere, And at a certain point, the wisdom of those guys is important, The knowledge, You know, According to how the Holy Ghost will lead you, Sometimes he might point to their what? Say, now, what is messing you up is that, So you understand, At that time, he's like, no, you understand, Amen? So we got into this great thing why it is already done, but you know, and it's true, it's already done, you know, And then we're like, now the devil is non-existent, you know, So the truth is where? Hey, I'm telling you these things. In everything, by the way. In everything. Amen? So now I have learned over the years, I've learned not to quickly dish some things. Especially when there are some scriptures in the Bible about them. Yeah, I go slow, man. Sometimes I just say, man, I don't know. But you explain this. Because I'm like, yeah, I see it here, but I really don't know. You understand? Amen? For me, I am an honest prophet. I don't know all things. Amen? Elvis is starting to be dishonest. Glory be to God. He knows all, he knows all things, but he knows that we're the best. But now he has begun being what? Dishonest. He knows. He's a spiritual man. He knows. Someone in the spirit, he knows where the greatest worship is happening in this country. He knows. But maybe he speaks to you guys. He's worshiping him just to encourage you. He knows you're not, but just, you know, the word of faith. Hallelujah. So, angels are ministering what? Spirits. Sent forth to minister to what? Those who inherit salvation. Amen? Hallelujah. The angels. Now, how many of you have read the book of Revelation? Okay, up to like chapter 4, you know. Hallelujah. So that book was written by John. Amen? And John had those experiences. And it begins by Jesus showing him stuff. Then later he tells him to write. He tells him, now, in that book there are seven churches. John was supposed to write to. You remember? Seven churches. And the last one was what? The last church was what? The last church was what? Who knows deep things? Fortune. Laodicea, Now, some guy, many years ago, some guy, I think he's called Howard Pittman, he went to heaven, got an experience. Now there's that book. Demons and Eyewitness Accounts. But I didn't plan to tell you about this book. But it's still on the net. Go and get it. Demons and Eyewitness Accounts. Now what he wrote, it is God who told him to write them, because God is the one who showed him. So now for you, say, devil, you guys, devil, God told the guy to write about these things. You see, the truth is in the middle of the road. But one of the things Jesus told him, he told him that all those seven churches represent a certain dispensation or the church age. And he told him that now this church, we guys, we are represented by that last church, the seventh church. You understand? As in time is what? Winding up. Now that book I think was written in the 70s. He told him, when they what? Now you guys, you are the last, in the 70s. So if it was written in the 70s, so now where are we? How many years do you think we have left? How many? 18? If you want to know how many years we have left, don't ask John and don't ask Paul. Glory be to God. Go and ask Cavaletta. Cavaletta has these things. Amen. You wonder what it is. Anyway, Cavaletta has these things. Amen. And you could be right. Yeah, and most probably is right. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. And so, John was told, God showed him these churches. Then he told him, church number one, write to the angel of the church in, the first church was Ephesus. He told him, write to the angel. Let me show you. Revelation, chapter 2, verse 1. He told him, write. Do what? Write to the angel of the church of Ephesus. Then in verse 8, he tells him, write to the angel of the church of what? Verse 12, he told him, write to the angel of the... You see, he's telling him to write to angels. Amen. Verse 18, write to the angel. Chapter 3, verse 1, write to it. Until verse 14, the last church. Write to the what? This guy is... Amen? So, John was writing to angels. Can you imagine? Angels over churches. Now, did those angels ever get to read what he wrote? Anyway, what I want to show you that those angels was to write to, were not these what? Spiritual beings. He was talking about like the bishops, the pastors over those churches. You understand? And they were being called angels. Glory be to God. You know these things. These are not deep what? Mysteries. Amen. These are basics. Amen. Hallelujah. Haggai, chapter 1, verse 13. It says, now I'm also like what? Elvis, how he does his what? iPad, what? Glory be to God. So he says, verse 13, he says, then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke the Lord's message to the people, saying, I am with you, says the Lord. He says, then Haggai, the Lord's what? Messenger. Now, the word messenger, again, now we're going to come back in the middle of the road. For those of you who have run away from Hebrew and Greek, That word messenger in the Hebrew, it is a word M-A-L-A-C-H. How do you pronounce that word? Instead of the C, you can even put a K instead of, you understand? That is in the Hebrew, that word messenger. It is what? Malak, whatever, but put an accent to it. A Jewish accent, you understand? Yeah, now, you see, that is why now you get this word, you know, malaika. Doesn't it sound like? You understand? In Uganda, Swahili, you understand? Angels are called malaika, you know? This is where, you know, that word, messenger. So he says, then Haggai, the Lord's malaika. Who the Lord's angel? So Haggai was what? An angel. Glory be to God. Now those are the angels, human beings, that John was writing to. You understand? He said that write to the angel of the church called LAT. You understand? Amen? Now, yeah. So actually, it is possible that Elvis wouldn't have received a letter from Jesus. Glory be to God. Because those letters were not written to fellowships. You know that I'm joking. But you didn't have received. You understand? It is us who have received, then you go and share with him. Then you tell him now, prophesy these things. New Year what? New Year messages. We got them now, but you're the lead. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. By the way, Elvis is a very nice person. Some of you have made him he's a very nice. Now, if Elvis was here, he would be laughing at all those things. He would even wonder, Moses, why did you get those things, man? I would never think about it, you know. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, Elvis wouldn't have gotten a letter. Hallelujah. Amen. He wouldn't. Because there were two churches. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you see? M-A-L-C-L-S-E-H. Doesn't that sound like another prophet in the Bible? Malachi. The Lord's what? Messenger. Amen. So now the angels we're talking about today are those angels, and they're also you. You are an angel. If you're not an angel, God would want you to become an angel. We said in Hebrews 1:14 that angels are ministering spirits. First of all, you are a spirit. You are a ghost. Hallelujah. Some chap, they want to agree. Amen. He burnt Bibles, then apparently he lied that he didn't. I think things got so tight for him that he's like, today let me just lie. Otherwise, I'm finished. Amen? You are a ghost. You are a ministering ghost. And God wants you to minister to others. The heirs of salvation. Okay, you are a ministering spirit. Okay, let me get you what? Hallelujah. I was in a saloon yesterday. This is where I get to see, man, weird things. Cutting my hair, then there's a TV, you know, then man, there was what? Bukede TV, there was a program, HT Wacha Buganda. A 30-minute thing. HT Wacha Buganda. And now they were saying, man, this Bazungu guys brought what? Messed us up. They whatever our what? Worship, our religion, what? You understand? HT Washiash. But these things, you go slow on them, man. Your tribe, you know, fighting for it. You know, So they know they took us in a shrine, you know. See how they used to do what, you know. Then there was like a very cute girl, man. I think maybe she just inherited the stuff. Eh? Very cute girl. Eh? She's like, well, I don't know how old, maybe 16 or what. Eh? And she was giving that about how things are done. Eh? You know, eh? still watch her. Eh? Glory be to God. Eh? Amen. You see, this one I was telling you that it's unlikely that you can be a clan leader in this country. Eh? And you're not what? And you're not an angel. Eh? A dark angel. Glory be to God. Amen. Where did we, how did we get there? Yeah, anyway, God wants you. So you are an angel. If you're not, God would want you to become one. Eh? Hmm? What do angels do? They minister. God would want you to be a minister to others. Hallelujah. Amen. This Sunday is not for deep things. Eh? Glory be to God. Eh? You know, God wants to encourage those who have been good angels, ministering angels, ministering spirits. And he also wants to get others on board eh? To become ministers. Eh? Amen. Being a blessing eh? To others. Glory be to God. Amen. And today, specifically, he's talking about being a minister, an angel, a financial angel. You understand? Eh? Not a church sweeping angel. You understand? Eh? Amen. Financial angel. Eh? Being a blessing financially to others eh? who are in need. Glory be to God. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 9 and 12. Eh? It says, but beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. Then verse 10, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have done what? Ministered. What do angels do? They minister, eh? To those who are heirs of salvation. You understand? Eh? Now, this is talking about those who have been, who are already angels amongst us. Eh? You understand? Eh? And God is telling you that what you have done, eh, he's not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and you have not stopped. Hmm? You are still ministering. You do minister. Amen? But again, the context is not some other things, eh? Which are also good. Eh? But today, it is about what? Being a financial angel. Eh? Hmm? Glory be to God. Amen? Scattering dimes. Hallelujah. Doing what? Scattering dimes. They're not holding. Eh? Glory be to God. Especially since Cabletta says, we have how many years? Two. Don't scare Fiona, man. Fiona has begun thinking about what? Getting a dude and they marry. Now if you say two, eh? Man, you know. Hallelujah. Hmm? Glory to God. Hmm? He's not unjust. He's not what? Unjust. Now, for those of you who have done that already, God is saying, I am not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Glory be to God. You have been a good angel. Eh? You understand? Eh? A good minister, a good messenger. Eh? Hallelujah. Eh? To the lives of so many people. You know, eh? To Zoe, to Elvis. Eh? Amen? And God is like, I'm not unjust eh? To forget that. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. Which again reminds me, please, eh? If you can, be a blessing eh? To Elvis. Eh? Elvis as a person eh? And the work that God has given him to do. Eh? Glory be to God. Don't just make Tuesday a proggy day, a hangout day. Huh? okay, make it a hangout day, but also, you understand, eh? Don't hang out for free. Eh? Don't hang out for free. Hmm? But then for me, I can't go to like a restaurant eh, to do some work there, eh? And I don't take anything. Eh? If I'm not going to take something, maybe I'm fasting, eh? I'll still either buy water and just throw it in my car. Hmm? I don't know. I have this thing in me where I don't know how to hit people on the head. Amen? So I don't know how to hit restaurants. If I go somewhere to watch a game, a football game, I have to contribute towards the DSTV what? Fees. You understand? Eh? I don't know how to hit people on the head. Now, there are people, they go hang out at Zoo on Tuesday. Of course, they get to hear some lies, definitely. You know? You know the lies which they hear? That the worship team is the best? That's a lie, yeah? However, all the other things that are said are true, yeah? There was only one. But now, so people go hang out and they don't pay. You understand? Eh? They don't pay. Hmm? It's not right. Eh? It's not what? And the payment you get should be, anyway, pay, eh? You understand, eh? For hanging out. At least pay for that seat. If things are tight, eh? At least ask that, how much are these chairs? How much do they hire them for? Eh? Then they say, we have 100 chairs, and they're hired for what? Let's say 10K. Then say 10 divided by 100. Eh? 10,000 divided by 100, what do you get? 100. So at least put in a chikumi. You understand? Eh? However, you have enjoyed the worship, which is not the best. You understand? Eh? But you've liked it, eh? You know, now there's that electricity. You understand? Eh? They had those things. So, pay for, you understand? Eh? Add on a 50. Again, if things are tight, eh? Add on a 50. Amen? For me, that's how I think, by the way. Amen? Now, I haven't attended Zoe since the year began. You understand? Now, for me, I'm not responsible for chairs. To pay for the chairs. Amen? Now, for me, my main thing eh, about Zoe is the man of God, Elvis. For me, is my what is my main thing? Music, sound, it's you guys what? Who have a. When I began the year, I began a fast on 1st January. So I was like, now I won't go for Zoe Tuesday because you're there, then it is 7, then you think about food. Eh? So I was like, I'll resume Zoe after fasting. Eh? Then the fast ended. Then summer, I don't know what happened. Hmm? But every Tuesday, eh, we send money, and the instructions are put it in the prophetic offering. Glory be to God. I want to contribute to Elvis's good life so that he can prophesy well. Eh? But if he continues lying, we're going to reduce. Glory be to God. We're going to do what? Decrease or reduce? Increase. We're over? How? When a man is telling lies that they're the best. No, you can't. You don't pay people for. Amen? So anyway, you guys, please, give, as the Lord leads, of course. Eh? Be a blessing to Zoe, please. Eh? This thing is the greatest thing in this country, I'm telling you. Hmm? It is. Eh? Hallelujah. And this is why the evidence that it is, and now my religious devils have arisen, man. Amen? I have documents on this phone, man. Religious devils. Hmm? Have what? Glory be to God. And most of these devils, now let me show you another side of me. I think you know it, but a bold side of me, which you don't know. Some of those devils reside. My boldness has vanished. But no, I have to say it. They reside at All Saints Cathedral. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, those devils, they're at what? You understand? Those dark angels, and they're influencing angels that should be good angels. The Reverend of Aho, you know, telling you, religious spirits. Amen? Now, religious spirits are not supposed to get a single dime. You understand? Anyone who gives them dimes, you're encouraging what? The persecution of the church. A hindrance to the work of the Lord. Glory be to God. They are at All Saints Cathedral, religious devils. I'm on record saying that. I will not go now, edit. Amen? You guys should know where I came from. When I got born again, the first guy who ever impacted my life, preacher, was Robert Ladd. I mean, the first time I watched him, I was shocked. I didn't know someone can be that bold. I was so amazed. You understand? And I began to pursue him. So some of the things I say and do, it is the influence of that guy, man. Then I also wanted the wisdom he has about God's generals. Amen. So last year, when we went to the U.S., I met him. I gave him money day one. Then I met him again day two. But before I met him on day two, you know, I had a dream when the Lord was telling me, if you give him this money, that which you have always wanted from him, you're going to get it. And in the dream, I gave him the money. Then a thing came upon me. Then months later, actually a few months ago, because I didn't know what the dream meant, but I obeyed the dream. So a few months later, the Lord told me, that which you got is what you have always wanted from him. He told me, it is the spirit of wisdom. You got it. Then I realized that that was the whole purpose of going to America last year. It was the thing. That was a whole plot. Hallelujah. However, religious what? Devils. In all sense. Amen. Guys have drafted things. The whole plot is to get to mess up. I know primarily it's the office and some, some other guys, they shouldn't. Because they are nothing. Okay, they are something, but I know it's that. You understand? Some guys, some of you guys who don't have inside info, who think that they are something. But they are not. They are not. Hallelujah. They are not. I wish you guys would walk with God. Then you begin to know what is of God, what is not. Some of you are just led by crowds. Are you Holy Ghost? You lead by crowds, by where many people, But some of these things are fake, man. Hallelujah. That is for next week. We're talking about angels. But God is telling you, he's not unjust. For you, the angel, you as minister, it's not unjust to forget your labor and work of love, which you have showed the sense in that you have ministered and you continue to minister. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Probably this after today, I'm going to become famous also. Because the people here, right now you're messed up. You're like, how can he say that? You understand? No, you're going to make me famous. You're going to go say, in fact, you go on their website. The recording is there, you understand? Then I'll become famous, man. Hallelujah. Amen? Then guys will come and check me out. You understand? Now becomes famous. Hallelujah. It is easy to become famous if you want. Hallelujah. Amen? So, then verse 11 says, and we desire that each of you, each of what? Each of you. Now the rest who haven't been ministering. Each of you should do what? show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Imitate those who are basically ministering, who are good angels. Essentially, that's what it is saying. Hallelujah. Amen? But again, I'm telling you, I'm talking about giving money. I'm not talking about that thing. I'm not talking about worship. I'm not talking about sweeping the church, arranging chairs, those things, the ushering at Zoe. To date, is not for that. I'm talking about ministering to people financially. You understand? Amen? Glory be to God. I know I lost some of you already. You missed your service at all things. Amen? Yeah. God wanted you to come here today so that you can hear the chaps you're dealing with at all things. Of course, they're not only at all things, these devils. Amen? But right now, the champions of the agenda, the leads, whatever, the lead devils at all things. The lead. In everything, there's a lead. Amen? Right now, they're at all things. And they're having service right now. Glory be to God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. Verse what? But before we go to Matthew 6, one of the things about angels, good angels, God's angels, the Bible calls them angels of light. Angels of what? Light. Do you know that scripture? I think it is in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Chapter 11, yeah, verse 13 to 15. It says, Paul was talking about false apostles. Amen? False apostles, false reverends, false whatever. What? At all things. He says that for such, from verse 13, he says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of what? Of light. So he transforms himself into an angel of light. He's not an angel of light, but transforms himself to an angel of light. Meaning that God's angels are angels of light. Isn't it? The angels of what? Of light. Then it says in verse 15 that therefore it is no great thing if his ministers, the devil's what? Ministers. You see, the ministers, they minister every Sunday. Amen. Also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. This must be prophetic. I didn't come to talk about devils at all things. But somehow, what was next in line in my list is this. Amen. Anyway. But not all of them. I'm not saying all what? All those guys at all things. But some of them are. Amen. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their what? Works. But the point I wanted to show here is that the angels of God are angels of what? Light. Now, God wants you, because we have learned that you are an angel. So God wants you to be an angel of what? Of light. Hallelujah. He wants you to be what? An angel of light. And that leads us to Matthew. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 and 23. Verse 22 says, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. Your whole body will be what? If what? Your eye is good. Then you'll be an angel of light. An angel full of light. Isn't it? Then he said, but if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. Then he says, if therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Amen? But God wants you to be full of what? Of light. Now, for many years, I always wondered what this scripture means. Eh? You understand? Eh? Then one day, I landed on Deuteronomy, eh? Chapter 15, verse 9. Eh? Matthew was talking about the good eye. Eh? Hmm? Which, if it's good, then you'll be full of light. Eh? Now, Deuteronomy says, 15:9 says, beware lest there be a wicked thought in your heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and your eye be what? Evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing. So, what is an evil eye? Hmm? Who is that person who has an evil eye? A guy who gives nothing. You understand? Amen? If someone is not a giver, he has an evil eye. He's the person referred to as an evil eye. If someone is generous, then he has a good eye. And Matthew 6, 22, 23 says, if your eye is good, then your body will be what? Full of light. You understand? So you will be an angel of light. So it means that if you're generous, you understand? And generosity here, I'm talking about financial generosity. Glory be to God. Amen? If you're financially generous, if you're a financial blessing to people, amen? God says you are, your body is full of light. You understand? And because you are an angel, you are a ministering spirit, you are a ministering ghost, amen. Amen. You are an angel of light. Glory be to God. Now, I would want to be an angel of light. What about you? But you see, the angel of light is a generous angel. You understand? Distributing to the needs of the saints. Amen. Paul said, be ready to give, ready to distribute. You understand? And he says, if you're that kind of person, then your eye is good and your whole body is full of what? Of light. Amen? Glory be to God. Proverbs chapter 22. No. Proverbs 28. It says, a man with an evil eye hastens after riches. And does not consider that poverty will come upon him. A man with what? An evil eye. Hastens to be rich. So, this evil eye is an eye which is not generous. It's a person who is not. So, the way he hastens to be rich is keeping all that they get so that they can grow rich quickly. They keep all they get and they even get loans to, you understand, to quicken the acquisition of that which they were interested in. And they not only do that, they also steal. You cannot be mean and you're not a thief. In fact, I should do a study. This is a great thing in my free time to now start doing a study. You can't be a mean guy and you're not at the same time hitting people on the head. Now, right now, Zoe sits how many people? Approximately? 7,000. Now, there are people there, thousands, who are hitting Jesus, God, and Prophet Elvis on the head. They're not paying for their seats. Hallelujah. They are not paying for their worship. You understand? Mean guy, that, you can't be a mean guy and you're not hitting someone on the head at any one time. Impossible. Only that people haven't yet discovered. Your name hasn't gotten in the papers. That we get to know you that what? you are an economic hitman. You can't. So anyway, this guy hastens after riches. And then he doesn't know that poverty man is going to alarm him. Because Proverbs 11:24, you know our scripture. It says, there is he that scatters and yet increases more. Then there is one who withholds more than is right and it tendeth to poverty. You understand? Then it says, verse 25, a generous man will do what? Will prosper. And he who waters others shall himself be what? Watered. Glory be to God. But we saw that a person with an evil eye hastens to be rich. They keep all that they get so that they can get rich quickly. You understand? Now, God doesn't want you to be that. Don't hasten to be rich. You know, your focus should be being a blessing. Having a good eye, being generous. And you will get rich. You understand? Even before you get rich and we read about you in the papers, your needs at the level you're at will still be supplied. So in a sense, you will be rich, but when we just don't know about you. And who cares being known about? You understand? Amen? Hallelujah. An angel full of light. And the light comes by having a good eye, by being generous. Glory be to God. Isn't that so easy? Amen? Go back to... Now, you see even that thing of a good eye in Matthew. The context was about money. Let's read Matthew from chapter 6, verse 19 to 24. It says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in where? Not in all sense. Hallelujah. Please don't give a single dime to those guys. So they will go broke. Already they are broke. They are afraid to pay for what? To build some structures. One at all center, another at church house. You understand? Now that's why they are harassing. They want to harass Elvis. Because they say, guys have left all sense. Now they are all there, man. That guy is a false prophet. How do you rise in one day and people are following you? That is evidence of a cult. In one day, thousands. Evidence of a cult. But the issue is not that. The issue is guys have what? Have left, you understand? They are financial, you understand? Even those who are still there, they used to give 10K, now they're giving 200. And the 98,800, you understand? Is that Zoe? Glory be to God. But now, they still have some dimes to give each other phone calls, you know, coordinating their evil what? Activities. Now, don't even give them that 200. So now they even don't have airtime. So now they just can't do nothing. They're not energized. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You're generous, generous. Be generous with discernment. Not discernment, discernment. You know. Hallelujah. But these things. But it's possible that I'm going to become famous. But some of you are supposed to make me what? Famous after a year. Now you are freaked out. You're like, hey, if we do that, you'll become famous. So it won't hurt him. In fact, it might grow the church because people will come to check him out. Glory be to God. Amen. So don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Then that's when it talks about the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. Eh? Then you say, but if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the eye that the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that? Then verse 24, it says, no one can serve two masters. Talking about God and mammon or money. The context about that eye thing is money. You understand? And we have seen other scriptures, Deuteronomy and Proverbs, which prove it. Hallelujah. Amen? But the point is, God wants you to be an angel, a ministering angel. Amen? And he wants you to be an angel of light. Because when you have a good eye, if you're generous, the Bible says your whole body will be full of light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen? Amen? Most of you, you know the truth. You know that God, he has given me the ability, which will manifest, at least you understand, to enable people to break loose, from the what? From poverty. You understand? I am called to that, to help people break the back of what? Of poverty. You understand? You've read the book, all of you. You understand? In fact, yesterday I was at Nakasero Hospital. I met the guy who, in the dream, took me to State House, where I was dressed, where I got to be dressed up in the president's like attire, where God was showing me now. You're the financial prosperity president of this country. I met him yesterday. Actually, that guy in the dream is actually the president's nephew. In real life, he is. So you can see that's why it is him who could have access. He's a guy who, years ago, he used to take me to State House every Sunday for fellowship. You understand? Anyway, I met him yesterday. Then I gave him a copy of the book. And I told him that, by the way, I wrote about you here. Then the guy said, what? Then he said, I'm there. No? Then the guy said, can I have a copy of this book? So I don't know if he's going to show it to his uncle. Hallelujah. But the way I got to that, that's good, Albert. The way I got to that level, God anointed me at the top position in the spirit concerning prosperity, is because of generosity. You understand? It didn't come from the blue. There are no abstract things in the spirit. There is a cause to every effect. You know, every happening has something it's originating from. Amen? So, you know the story. Many years ago, I was on campus. Then one morning, I had the audible voice telling me that if you joyfully obey the laws of giving, basically generosity, you will never see financial depression in your life. Some of you have had this thing over and over now. It doesn't mean anything to you. Amen? Yet you're still struggling. Just obey that thing, man. Pay for your seat at Zoe. Pay for your seat at LAT. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? So I began giving. I gave, and what I was giving, pocket money. I didn't have a job. I was a student. You understand? A student who didn't have an evening job. Because medicine, man, you couldn't get that time. So I gave. Amen? Years later, I began working. I gave, man. I met kids in hospital. Began paying school fees for kids I didn't know. Even now, I don't know where they are. Because my job was to just be generous. You understand? Finish paying for them, they finish school, and that was it. Not interested in them anymore. Seriously. Again, yes, we have paid for, I don't know how many kids. You understand? Do you think what God says, man, the sacrifices you have made in the past that have greatly what? Touched my heart. Then last year, then that's the thing of now, financial prosperity president. Eh? You guys don't know what that thing means. You don't have a revelation of what it means. But you all know, eh? You understand? You just hang around, you understand? Hang around in this country. Even though you go to All Saints, you still hear about me. A time is coming, even the All Saints guys will say now, they will say, Umbanya is okay. They did a thug. Yeah. For him, he's actually the one who talks about money, you know. Umbanya just says this year what God is going to do this. But the other one is the worst culprit. Amen. It's coming that day. Hallelujah. It's coming. Hallelujah. So, I was generous. You know, I was an angel of light. Glory be to God. Now, some time ago, less than 2 weeks ago, another opportunity arose. Now, there was a time when I used to go to VCC, you know, VCC almost every day to pray, you know. So while there, I met a young girl, a very nice girl, man. So I don't know how we began to talk. We got acquainted, you know. And then, you know, and then she used to work in the canteen at work. So we used to talk, then she would tell me dreams, how I interpret. You know, then I would ask about her life. Then basically broke, as in family, as in no one in the family can help her. She has finished senior six. You understand? No one in the family can help her. She has never seen her parents. Her parents, I think, died maybe when she was 1 year. She has never seen her parents. Staying with an auntie who's broke. All that the auntie is waiting for is some guy who can what? Come and help her. As in some guy to come and what? Take her to his house. But the guy is radical for Jesus. You understand? So, I remember one time when someone gave me a Benz. Now, during that time, I happened to meet the girl again. She said, man, I was like, poverty is so bad. I looked at this girl who loves Jesus, and now she's stuck. Then I remember telling someone, I think Paul, I was like, if I sold this car, you understand? Never realized if this car, if I sold it, I would have more than enough money to pay for that, you know, for 3 years, and eat also the rest, you know. But I was like, I can only do it when I really hear it. Yeah? But I was like, this car. Huh? Now, when was it? Friday or Thursday, the other week. I had bills to pay, house bills to pay at DFCU, at Capital Shoppers in Nintendo. So I drive to, you know, VCC, no, DFCU, Capital Shoppers. I pay the bills. Then I had some chapters to cover, to read, you know, my cover to cover, so that these chapters I'm supposed to finish this day, you know, that day. So I'm like, let me go to Pap Cafe at Shell and read them from there. So I decided to take this route. Is it route or routes? Routes. Yeah, now you're speaking like you're an LAT. You know? To take that route. To take, you know that she Maram Road, which actually, if you take it from Capital Shoppers, it can get you here. You know that route. So I'm driving down so that I can come through here then, share. You know, So I'm driving down, then I see mob cars coming up. Many cars coming. I realize the traffic there, what? Might be bad. So I was like, let me reverse. So now I just go back to Chiwatule, Nigeria. Then go maybe somewhere, you know, some place and read the book from there. So I decided to reverse from somewhere. You know, Then I reverse like you, you know, so that I can go back up. I'm reversing. I see this girl there with some other, I think a friend of theirs, seated at that. There's a hospital of sorts. I think it's called Raphael. So, you know, they seated there. Now, the most unlikely place to find the girl. And she's there. And then I was like, oh, this is now. You see, I was going down. Then traffic. Then I'm like, let me what? I reverse from pay, you reverse, then you see the girl there. So I was like, hey, she was excited to see me, hey, you know? Then she tells, so I was like, so what's up, you know? Then she tells me that she's beginning school on Monday. I was like, so who's going to pay for you? You understand? She's like, no, by faith, no? I got admission, what? Which school? East African, that school of yours. You know, East African, international, whatever, in Kabalagala or Kansanga. I'm like, so, She's like, no, for you, you know? And then, later I get to know that the moment I was like reversing into that place, she was thinking about giving me a call. But she wasn't bold enough to tell me that, by the way, you remember I told you some time ago? So she said she was just thinking of giving this guy. She actually didn't know my name. You know, but she's like, this guy, you understand, she had my number. This guy, she even didn't know that I'm a pastor. You know, that's how weird I am. I can have people around me and they even don't know what I'm up to in many things. So she was, you understand? Then the Lord told me that now, miss this when you can, at your, you understand? Miss it at your own. What, you know? Then the Lord says, I want you to be an angel of light. You're my messenger to her. You understand? Me, you know? Hallelujah. I didn't have the money there and then, but God gave me an idea. You know? By Sunday, Sunday after church, I had the money to pay fees for this kid. Now, she tells me, so I asked her, so where are you going to stay? I mean, your home is in Nigeria. Are you going to, you know? First of all, she can't transport from Nigeria to Kabalagala, everyone. Zero, nothing. She can't. Italian, you know, she used to work at VCC, the canteen, and they were paying her 100,000 everyone, month. When I met her, she told me she stopped 2 months ago. They were four. The canteen wasn't making enough money, so they laid off two. You understand? You know, man, this is when you say the devil can zero down on you. But the kachik, man, if I told that kachik to come here and talk, man, you'd be like Moses, why doesn't this chick preach every Sunday? The kagal is deep, you know. You know, one time, in fact, I met her at VCC, and she's like, my friend, can you get me a job? I was like, then I decided to to test her. I was like, now, some girls, the way they get jobs, you know, some guy, your boss, you understand? So I told her, now, what if I get a job for you somewhere, but then that is a condition that the guy is giving? And I told her, saved girls do this. I mean, I know you're saved, but... Then she told me, well, I'm not at that level. The kachik told me, I'm not, But I told her, but man, it is, you know, some chicks were saved like you. Like I pushed it, I was like, yeah, but I mean, they're saved. I mean, they love Jesus like you, but you know. Then she's like, well, then I don't know their Jesus. They can speak to him. Then I was like, ah, now this one. She's there. Hallelujah. I was like, man, this kachik. She's there stranded. Now she wants a job, but she, even the evil, if you want to link her up with an evil angel, Tayagala. I was impressed. You know? So anyway, I asked the girl, so where are you going to stay? You know, first of all, fees, then where are you going to stay? She told me, she has a friend who has found a hostel, so that friend is going to pay a hostel then. The friend has agreed to stay with her. Yeah? That they stay what? Together. So I told her, now, on Sunday, I want to meet you after my church service. I want to meet you and bring that what? Friend of yours. You're going to stay with. Now, after Sunday, I met them, In fact, I had lunch with them. I called them for lunch just to talk about, you know, to talk to them. I discovered that the room wasn't there. You know, what her friend had done, she had just done and made homework. Everything needed. You know, her friend was sharper. She had done what, she knows everything about the school. she had even gone and looked for a hostel. And now she had gotten what? A hostel where they're supposed to pay 160K per what? Per month. 160,000 per month. It's not even a hostel. It's just someone's boys' quarters, like a room. So that is where she thought where they're going to stay. Which is just what in the ear. They haven't paid nothing. Now even her friend, she's also very broke, man. You understand? Her friend goes to some church. They all go to some church. There's a church kind of that is like opposite Capital Shopper. Some church there. That's where they are. And now there's a lady there who told her friend that I'll pay for you 50% of your teacher. For her, she's going to do a diploma course, which is like 1 month per semester. So the lady, and now it is not yet even paid. Never hear about more faith. I was like, this chick's mad. And they are serious. So when a girl told me, you miss this at your own what? Glory be to God. So I told the chick, you know. So when we met on Sunday, and I had an envelope of with 1.7 million. But you're going to pay it, but you are like, where is she going to stay? You know, what is she going to eat? So anyway, so we sit with them somewhere. Then I told her so. Then I was, you know. Then I'm like, okay, but first gate. Then I realized now paying tuition where when they are not going to have to stay. They have no place to stay. So I was like, now this thing has failed. The tuition fee. So I told them now, pay for 3 months tuition. No. Rent. So that was like 480, let's say 500. Told them now, but you need food. Why? You need saucepans, you understand? So they now, this 300, like, mutandikira, you understand? As you continue to believe your God. I told them that. I'm not their God. So then I kept the other money. So that now, I knew God would somehow top it up. Then the other car, Chapawa, her friend, who had done her homework, after they had received the money, her friend tells me that, now, sir, do you know how many stars I received that day? None of you guys has ever called me sir. On sand. You think I'm Sir Alex. Man, so again, sir. Now, okay, thank you for this. Why? No, thank you so much. May God bless you. But now, if she hasn't paid 50% of the tuition, tomorrow she can't enter class. You know, right now, you know. So now, again, now I got back all the money, then we did more what? More math. Then we paid what? On Monday, she came to me with receipts, 50% paid. You understand? Anyway, the Lord told me, be an angel to that chick. An angel of light. Glory be, a ministering angel to the girl. You understand? You know? In fact, yesterday, the Lord told me that if you hadn't obeyed that project, I wouldn't have told you to talk about this today. You didn't qualify to talk. You see, that's why now there are guys who are going around talking about prosperity. Why? But they don't qualify. They don't qualify. They have an evil eye. Their body is full of darkness. They're not generous. All they're talking is talking, telling people to give, and no results. Why? Because they don't qualify. You know, for the things of God, you have to qualify. And it's not about how eloquence and then what fake testimonies. You have to qualify in the spirit. And they all told me, if you hadn't done that for that girl, you see, now I am looking, I'm going to get one of you, one of these days, one of you, to make you a guardian of that girl. Go for me, my main thing is just pay the dimes. You understand? But that girl needs a female, you understand? You know, I'm going to get one of you. One of you has an evil eye. That will be the opportunity for you to now get a good eye. I'm going to get one of you. For yourself, because you haven't yet begun what? Working. Hallelujah. So anyway, God is saying that he remembers all the good you have done. Hallelujah. He's not unjust to forget your labor of love in that you have ministered to the saints and the minister. You have been a good angel. And God says continue being an angel of light. Amen. For those of you who are not, you know, say you're there just, you know, whatever you're doing. God is encouraging you. Get on board. Hallelujah. Don't hesitate to be rich. Just keeping everything that you get to yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to be one of, as far as being an angel of light is concerned, I want to be the greatest. You understand? There are people right now who most probably are beating me at it. People like Judith can see me. You know, she used to be my buddy. But some time ago we fell out. Anyway, you know. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. You know, be generous, guys. I'm telling you, your needs will be supplied. You understand? You read my book. I'm telling you, from 2 or wherever up to now, only 2 times and for just a short time, and because of reasons which God told me. Most of you think when I say I'm the financial person, you know, there are times when I was telling my wife some time ago, there are times when I have 30K in my wallet for when now all the things I need, I have them, the fuel is in the K, and I just have 30K like for 2 days. But with that 30K, it is not even needed for anything. You understand? Now, when it is like going to, you know, to run out, man, but it's like every, you know, like every day I get to realize that I'm actually, it's like there's an angel that is assigned to me to make sure that I never tell people that, man, this thing failed. It's like that is the angel's what? You're just there then, shoo, mobile money. Just before you spend the 30K. You understand? Then you get the mobile money. Then you're like, I'm not consuming it on myself alone. I have to find what? I have to be an angel of light. You understand? Glory be to God. Generosity will get you rich where your needs are abundantly supplied. I'm telling you guys, this thing is true. Most of you now have tested it and you know it's true. Glory be to God. But God wants you to grow in it. Hallelujah. Grow in it. Grow in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.